It's so great to be here at the Detroit golf course, and it reminds me with what Mr. Announcer just said that I had my Paul W. Smith Golf Classic here for years before we switched over for the last one, our 21st one, at the Country Club of Detroit, and I'm so happy to say that we passed that off to Lomas Brown Jr., and it's on. It's the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic, and it is coming up July 13th at the Country Club of Detroit, which is also a fabulous course, fabulous country club, just like the Detroit Golf Club is a fabulous course here. The Lomas Brown Golf Classic, you can go to lomasbrowngolfclassic.com. You can sign on to be a sponsor, which would be great, or you could sign on to play. And Lomas tells me he's going to have a bunch of his former players and current players that are going to be out there playing golf on July 13th at the Country Club of Detroit. I hope you can be there and continue to support that golf classic that I started over 21 years ago. Now, this is his second coming up. I think it's its second or third second.
Yeah, last year was the inaugural one, and it was kind of the official handoff between the two of you.
They gave me
So,
an award with a little golf club on it.
Yeah, it was like a plaque with
yeah,
like
yeah.
a bronze golf club
yeah,
on
it was
it.
very nice. It was very nice. I hope we're going to broadcast. I have no idea. I don't get that far ahead of myself. Right now, we have Michael Robbins, who is the CEO of the Association for Uncrewed Vehicle Systems International, and he's on the line. Michael, hi, it's Paul W. Smith. Nice meeting you.
It's great to talk to you again, Paul W. Smith. I used to work for the late John Dingell for many years, so we've spoken many times, but usually it was me handing the phone over to the congressman to get you on the line
Oh,
together.
my goodness, you're right. And I used to be able to talk to people on the phone before we went on the air. Can't do it now when we're always on the road and other broadcasting from other places. So, well, you did okay, Michael.
I'm doing all right, and it's thanks to great mentors like the late John Dingell who
He
helped
was a
guide my
great,
career from the early days.
he was a, we did not always agree politically, but we got along and respected each other. He was a great guy, and now the same with his lovely wife, as he would say, Deborah.
The lovely Deborah. Yes, she's doing a great job
The
as well.
lovely Deborah. God bless John Dingell. Miss him a lot. Well, Michael Robbins now with the Uncrewed Vehicle Systems International, I think that kind of says what it is. We're talking robotics, autonomy, things like that. And you had the, I want to say privilege until you tell me otherwise, of addressing Congress. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. I've had the privilege of being a witness before Congress now 6 times in the last 2 years, talking about a variety of issues ranging from how drones can be used to enhance public safety operations, to the threat of Chinese drones and robotics to the U.S. national security, and how we're going to get the rules right for the operating systems for drones and autonomous vehicles and AI here domestically at home. So a whole variety of topics that the AUVSI, the association I'm honored to lead, is involved in. And we're very excited to also be bringing our big trade show and conference to Detroit next week, Exponential.
Yeah, that's Exponential at Huntington Place. Tell us about that. Tell us who's going to be there and who should be there.
Yeah, we're going to have about 10,000 or more people there. We're very excited. It's the whole of sort of the autonomy, drones, robotics industry will be converging in Detroit, including many people from the Detroit industry because Southeast Michigan is such a big air a driver of this industry. So anybody interested in seeing not just the future, but really today, what is shaping mobility, what is shaping warfighting technology, robotics, advanced manufacturing, all that's going to be on site at the Huntington Place Center. I grew up going to the Detroit Auto Show with my late grandfather, and I feel like Exponential is sort of the young child of the auto show in some ways. It's the next generation of mobility technologies and defense too. We have a big defense component. We're honored to partner with our friends at the Michigan Defense Expo to bring that into Exponential this year while we're in Michigan. And it's going to be a tremendous event showcasing a wide variety of technologies that are both, available today and that are going to be coming in the near future.
You know, what's great about it, Michael Robbins, CEO of Association for Uncrewed Vehicle Systems International, and as he pointed out, the Exponential event coming up at Huntington Place, and You'll talk about infrastructure protection, inspecting what humans can't reach, environmental protection, monitoring risk at scale, the future of work. And this is an important one because if there's one thing that people fear, it's losing their jobs to AI or robotics. But the future of work, robots as collaborators, not replacements. Talk a little about that.
Yeah, thank you so much for Paul W. That's exactly right. This is a chance for local students, high school, college, you know, entrepreneurs, business leaders to see the future of workforce and the future economy like up close and put their hands on it and get to interact with it. Done right, the future of drones and robotics is enhancing work. It's not replacing jobs. It's making jobs safer and doing the sort of the dull, dirty, dangerous work and allowing humans to focus on tasks that are more upstream. And keeping the robotics, you know, on task, doing some maintenance, and ensuring that they're tasked appropriately. That's really the future of work. And we also have a massive workforce shortage, and robotics can really help fill a lot of those gaps.
So you can go into it with a clear conscience that you're not wiping out a bunch of jobs. I'm thinking of inspecting aging bridges. I'm thinking of our dear friends and partners at ITC in how helpful it would be to use drones to monitor the power grids that they're currently
That's right.
using helicopters. And I would imagine that a drone, just as effective and much less expensive and much safer than putting helicopters up there.
That's exactly right. It's being widely done today across the country, infrastructure inspection, using drones for public safety. Cities like Taylor and Dearborn have invested heavily in drones to help enhance the reach of their public safety officials. There's a lot of great use cases where it's enhancing work, not taking jobs away.
Michael, how do people get more information and maybe sign up to come?
Yeah, our website is exponential.org, and that's exponential with a X, Xponential. Or just search up AUVSI Exponential, and it'll come up in your browser. We'll be kicking off on Monday, May 11th, and running through next Thursday at the Huntington Place Center in Detroit.
Michael Robbins, CEO of Association for Uncrewed Vehicle Systems International. Nice catching up with you again.
Great to talk to you again, sir. Thank you so much for your leadership and all that you do for Southeast Michigan and Detroit.
Well, so kind of you to say as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at 11:43.